Welcome to the UFO Files Show with your host, Jerry Pippin.
We're out in the middle of the Mojave Desert, in the high desert, and we're meeting with a person who we cannot tell his name, and we can't give a lot of background about him, but you'll find out why we're talking to this man. Can I call you, do you prefer to be known as Secret Man or Mr. X?
That's what you...
Okay. Welcome to the show, by the way.
Thank you.
What can you tell us, first of all, about your background?
I worked at a Southern California aerospace company for 11 years.
While you worked there, at one time or another, you were a file clerk?
I was on a project that was filing documents.
And so you had some sort of clearance yourself?
Yes, I did.
And are you still in that business?
No, I'm not.
Okay, you're into something else now.
Yeah, I actually left.
So you actually feel that you can talk about this to a certain extent.
Yeah.
And why don't you tell our audience exactly, you know, we're kind of dancing around here. We need to tell them exactly what we're talking about. What happened there?
Okay, I was in a department that produced documents of some sort for the government, proposals and whatnot, specification documents for spacecraft and satellites. And so we were all cleared, and we were asked to volunteer for a project. We were asked, any of us want to work on a project for 6 or 8 months? And so I said, yeah, I'd like to, and 4 or 5 of us volunteered. To my recollection, 2 of us made it.
So what did they do? After you volunteered, you had some sort of test or something?
No, there was no test to it. They just, it was
just
kind of a lot.
Later they came down who was going to do it, and it did involve leaving where you were working at that workplace and going someplace else?
Yes, in near proximity, though, just into another building.
Okay.
And then I worked 8 to 10 hours a day inside a vaulted building, filing government documents.
Now, when you say a vaulted building, it's like a safe, probably.
Yep, it's exactly like that.
And when you were in there, did you have any idea about what you were going to be doing before you got there?
No.
And what was your reaction when you found out what you were doing?
Oh, I was thrilled. I was thrilled because I've been into this my entire life. I always knew there was something more.
Now, this dealt with Roswell.
Well, it dealt with not only that, but just government documents in general about EBEs, UFO sightings and reports. And
So from the first day or so, you were involved with actually this far-out stuff.
Mm-hmm. And pictures. And
what kind of, was it all just documents you saw, or did you see pictures?
Yeah,
or tell us a little bit about it.
There was a lot of photographs. There was a lot of sealed envelopes, which was too bad for me, but...
Now, in the sealed envelopes, what did you do? Did you make note that they were there or something, or
actually,
just put them away?
We got a big bag every day, a bag of work. The security guard brought a bag of work in. He couldn't even look at it. He dropped it off, then locked the door, and we were all in our own little room. We couldn't talk to one another, and we were to open these bags up and file, take out the documents, look at them, depending on what they were. We had special instructions, and it was different every day. It was different every day. We had different stuff every day. And it was like, we did this work, but we didn't talk about it. And
there are how many people in this room with you?
There was nobody in my room.
Okay, always by yourself.
Yeah, because it was like this stuff was... It's highly classified. And
when you got a coffee break or a lunch break, did you go out with the others?
You had to call the front desk and ask, and you couldn't leave. They brought
stuff
in.
You did not get to leave there at all.
They brought stuff in, they had restrooms, they fed us, they did everything for us.
Did they search you every day to find out if you were taking things out?
Most every day, but they told us every day on a daily basis that security was very important.
And you looked at this material, and what was the goal? I mean, why did they hire you to do this?
Why did we were filing and dividing stuff up into categories.
And do you remember the categories?
Some days it was divisions of military. Some days it was by classification. Sometimes it was take the documents, take the photos, take all the sealed stuff, take all the, you know, sometimes we had NORAD and it just all kinds of stuff. It depended on the assignment for that day. Sometimes we got a bag of video cassettes. And
so if I get this correctly, you didn't walk in and the desk was full of stuff. It was in a sack or something you picked up?
No, we came to work, and once we were all there, or once I was there, for me, I would call down and say, okay, I'm here, and they'd bring a bag up, drop it off, and the guard would leave and close the door.
Was it a slot they came through the door, or did he actually come inside and leave it?
He came inside.
Okay,
yeah.
So
it was a huge
trying to just get an overall picture of this.
Yeah, just like someone dropping off their laundry and taking off.
And was the bag sealed?
I had a combination.
And you knew the combination?
Yep.
And the guard did not?
The guard did not.
To my recollection. Yeah.
He didn't open it when I was...
Right. That would be the logical thing.
Right. He brought it to me closed, and when I returned it, it was empty, and we had boxes.
Do you remember the first thing that just knocked your socks off that you saw?
Photographs.
What was that?
Photographs. I saw several of alien crafts leaving and entering the water with no splash.
Entering and leaving where?
The water.
Coming out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
So all the things we hear about the underwater crap and these things are true.
I think so. Well, I saw it with my own eyes. I mean, people ask me if I believe
were
it.
Were these pictures taken by... How do they get the pictures?
Well, they were marked... I don't know who took them.
Uh-huh.
I don't know who took them. Probably military. But there were some marked Air Force, some Navy... Some NORAD, some NASA, all kinds of stuff. I mean, these particular pictures, I can't tell you what they were marked as.
Yeah. Now, what did they look like? I mean, the craft.
Just black and white, disc-shaped. Not a real close-up picture. Mm-hmm. Maybe on an 8x10, maybe the ship was a couple inches across, which is, I guess, pretty good quality, but it looked just like plain.
Did you see any documents that ever explained where these craft were coming up? From the ocean or water from?
Not to my recollections.
Yes.
I know that it said a few of these pictures were from a Hawaii area.
Mm-hmm.
Out by the Hawaiian.
So that was your first thing that you saw?
That was the first major thing that caught my eye. I mean, there was a lot of boring stuff in this stuff.
Yeah. So most of it probably was more or less technical stuff. It was boring and didn't have a lot to do with anything, as far as you were concerned.
I mean, stuff to do with a lot of stuff to do with threat to us, to a perceived threat. Yeah, I don't think that anybody was a threat.
Do you? Why do you say that? Did it say literally this, the you know, warning or?
Yeah, well, you have to understand, I saw documents from the 40s all the way up through the present
time, which was
the 1980s. Back in the 40s, Foo Fighters were feared. So there was documents about national security and about what we can do, you know, like the big fight.
Do you remember what they said about Foo Fighters?
A lot of stuff about... recommended that they fire on them, and that they don't know where they come from, but they assume that it's otherworldly craft, and then other...
Oh, they actually put that in there.
Mm-hmm, and then other documents that say, yes, they are other worlds. They're not, it's not a speculation, it's now true. And this comes
around... Did they ever explain why they came to that conclusion?
Because of crashes and because of information.
So they had recovered crashes of Foo Fighters?
I think that, well, from the documentation I've seen, my guess would be around 50 crashes. Not just here, but all over the world.
Yeah, right. I understand that. My good friend Ryan S. Wood says there were 78 or 76 or something like that, but I get the impression there's a heck of a lot more UFO crashes than that over the years.
Well, I think so, too. I mean... Bill was surprised. Bill Ryan was surprised when I said 50. But
speaking of Bill Ryan, you see anything in there about Serpo?
Nothing. No, that's how I got to know him and how I got here is that I was on his website and I was looking at stuff and said, this doesn't jive with what I know. And then I got a long email back, and that's kind of the way our relationship started.
Right, right. Okay, well, we're going to get into some of what you do know, because it's incredible. And it's, why are you, you know, you I guess you had to sign a form, but you wouldn't tell anybody about this, right?
More than one.
And what was the penalty if you did? Did it say?
Not specifically, but I was told on numerous occasions that the penalty for treason is hanging.
So, I've never understood why the government always considered extraterrestrial information treasonous to our government. Did you see some evidence in this documents that there is an ET threat?
No. Well, I saw no evidence to that fact.
Well, okay, that's what I mean.
I mean, the fact that their capabilities are more than ours.
Well, that alone would shake up a military mind.
Right, but the fact that they haven't done anything, to me, is plain evidence that they're not a threat.
Well, you know, we're skipping around here a little bit, but I think it's important for the audience to understand exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about at least 5 decades, right, of material.
Oh, yeah.
And do you remember the latest item you saw? When did you, can you tell me the year you stopped doing this?
About 84, 85, I think.
Okay.
Is when it took place.
And when you were working doing this material, you obviously, you said, well, I'm a file clerk to me before we started, but obviously you had a secret clearance and you had something on the ball. They believed that you were capable of doing it. I mean, they were giving you some precious secret information for you to file someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And you have any idea what happened to all this material after you filed it?
Nope. Don't work.
You think it's still in that vault in that building?
It left the room I was in at the end of the day.
Uh-huh.
So, and it was in other boxes and stuff. So,
you have no idea.
Nope.
And it sounds to me like they were guarding this material as much as, you know, Brinks would gold.
Oh, I would.
Probably more.
Well, yeah.
Okay, now let's get back to some of the things you saw. You mentioned the underwater craft,
mm-hmm.
saucer-type craft coming out of the water.
Saw several photos of a UFO craft taken from Gemini Apollo space shuttle missions. They mentioned...
Hey, was it a saucer craft, too?
Some were saucers, some were just lights, looked like lights. You couldn't see, really, the shape, because obviously it's in space, and... But yeah, several hundred of those.
So all of these people talking about, well, we got these NASA pictures and these satellite pictures and they show things, they probably are onto something. At least you saw some pictures taken by satellites.
Oh, yeah. So a lot closer, a lot more close up and better detail than what they're showing on the internet that's supposedly this big discovery.
Yeah, well, can you tell me a little bit about the detail of some of the things you remember? I mean, what do these craft look like?
Most of them were like saucer-shaped, or like they look like cigar-shaped, kind of. But then I think that's a side-view deal.
Yeah, it could be just a matter of the perspective.
Yeah, most of what I saw was disc-shaped. I did see spherical items that looked like they were like unmarked, like chrome spheres or glowing spheres, but I mean, pretty close, I'd say, within between 100 and 500 feet away from.
Did the craft have any markings on them?
No.
Okay.
Some of them looked like they had like portholes or windows or.
And
lights
that just the general UFO reports we hear.
Yeah, no, nothing like where the door hatch would be or anything. I mean,
now let's get into some of the other things. You said you saw nothing like SERPO.
No, I did saw no information.
Did
about
you see
that
any
whatsoever.
Evidence of any kind of extraterrestrial human being?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I saw pictures.
Relationships.
Uh-huh.
Tell me a little bit about what you stands
most
out.
Most of it's documents about biology, ETE biology, or EBE biology, excuse me.
So were these dead ETs and autopsy reports?
Autopsy documents.
Did you see some of those pictures?
Saw a few pictures, but saw probably read more stuff than saw pictures.
Now, what did they say about the biology of the ETs? Was there more than one type of species?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, several. The most prevalent standing out of my mind are the tall orange beings.
Did you say orange?
Orange.
Okay.
Tall and orange, like 7 to 8 feet, real slim. Slim like a gray, but they kind of have a rounder, more rounder head, have the same type of eyes.
Kind of like a devil, almost.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Or maybe like a luge guy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Only taller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Real skinny and slim and tall. And of course, there's the grays with the more.
Did they tell you who they were?
No.
Didn't identify where any of these species were from?
Well, Zeta Reticuli was mentioned.
It
but
was.
No, but what was mentioned was that the orange ones were the fathers and creators of the grays.
So even the official government documents here are either A, relating the ideas of good and bad and spiritualism and etc. and evil or whatever, or maybe they're just... Were they making those facts or just saying that's what people thought?
Well, some were speculation.
Okay.
Some of them were, there was a few that mentioned the Greys as claiming to be the creators of humankind and claiming to have brought Jesus to Earth.
Okay.
So there was mention of that in government documents, both in speculation and in what they call knowledge from the ETs themselves.
Looking over these documents, and I want to get back to one thing at a time, the orange ones here in a minute, but I have to ask you this. Looking over these documents, was a lot of evidence to you? Do you have any doubt at all that we didn't just sit down and interrogate ETs? I mean, did that happen? Did they have conversations, in other words?
There was some sort of an official... Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I did not see anything on any landing, but I did see about telepathy and actual conversations.
And the conversations we'll get into in a moment. Let's get back to the orange people.
Okay.
Because that's new to me. I had not heard about the orange people.
You haven't heard it? There's few people out there that know about it or that are.
Yeah.
It's on the internet. Some of it's out there.
I guess I've seen that there's 38 species or 52 or some ungodly number. But what I'm saying is, and there's probably thousands, really.
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah. Did you get the idea that all of these ETs are working together, or are they separate incidents, separate encounters?
I think they're working alongside of one another, not necessarily together. I think they have different agendas.
What are some of those agendas, you think?
Well, it's common amongst most of them that have been in contact with our government and other governments that they do have a God, and they do believe in God, and that they say their role is to create life throughout the universe. And we're part of that scheme. We're part of that creation.
Okay. So they're basically saying that they're going through the galaxies and the universe, the solar systems, and making sure life exists?
Or creating life and genetically engineering beings where, you know, if, let's say, a society destroys themselves, which is kind of where we headed, sort of, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the reason why they're here.
Did you get the impression that, you talked about them being here for some time? How about abductions? I mean, we did autopsies on them. Were they checking us out? Did you see anything about abductions?
No. It's like I got this certain information. Uh-huh. And I was getting
right.
I mean,
we're not saying that it doesn't exist or is it.
Oh, I think it's true, and I think it does exist. I just don't think that a lot of people are saying.
I've always thought that, you know, that perhaps our government knew these abductions were happening, and we got something in return for it, whatever that is, I don't know.
That's what the word is out about technology, but I don't really think they...
That's what I wanted to get to.
Agreed. I didn't see too much about that. I really don't think we got much of anything from them. I think we got a bunch of stuff to, like, here, figure it out. Because I read about recoveries of machines and that sort of stuff from ships, and I think that stuff was sort of like... Some of the stuff, I think, was given to us as far as crafts and crashes and stuff, I think, were set up to deliberately...
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's
why do you think that?
Just because of how everything happened I don't know, I just got this feeling.
That's a personal hunch from the stuff that I've read. You didn't pick up a document any place that said that?
No, absolutely. That's a personal view.
As far as you could tell from the things you saw, were these all of the complete documents you think that existed at that time?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
This was just, do you know who this contract was with? Was it with the Defense Department?
I have no clue.
Don't ask any questions.
So, don't ask anything. Just do the work.
now, let's get back to the other species pictures you saw. These orange ones, by the way, before we go any further, were they posing for a picture?
Some were. A lot of them were.
Oh, really?
Were, yeah.
It's kind of like, hey, stand still. We want to get your official picture here, huh?
Yeah, sort of. Mm-hmm. But they were just like mugshots type things, or just shots of whole body and pictures of them with grays. And
Could you tell if they were taken under friendly circumstances? Or?
Didn't.
I mean, there weren't any expressions, no chains, nothing like that. You know, I always hear about living entities like the J-Rod and other entities, EVE-1 and EVE-2 and all of that. What do you make of all that? You think there's a J-Rod, for instance, forever existed at Los Alamos, or... did you see anything from Los Alamos on that?
I saw the pictures and stuff, but it's of pieces of crashes, not of him.
Okay.
Referred to as him. Now, maybe I saw a picture of him and didn't know who it was.
Sure.
Could be.
And how about, did you see anything that you could identify that had been in Area 51 or S4 or whatever you want to call it?
White sands stuff. And
you mean like the tall whites?
No, I don't ever remember seeing those.
Okay,
oranges
you didn't see anything like that.
Several species that were like the grays, but were like a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit different.
That seemed to be, other than the human, I guess there were some more or less human.
Nordics, yes.
Yeah, Nordic types.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know where they're from?
Saw pictures of them, no. I have no clue. The only reference to a star system I saw was a reticulate.
Now, when we talk about these things, were there any documents of threats to the U.S. government? I mean, I keep hearing about all the planes that we've lost over the years. Is there any evidence there that planes were shot down by extraterrestrial craft?
I didn't see anything.
Okay.
See, I think it was just a fear. And it was early on, you know, when the early crashes, when Roswell happened and other crashes in that time, and a lot of sightings. Their concern is over nuclear activity and dirty radiation. I think that's why that was so prevalent in World War II.
Now you're an intelligent guy, so you probably picked up by looking at these documents over the decades that you saw, because you saw early documents and later on, closer to the 80s where you were even. Did the attitude of the documents change, you know what I mean? In other words, the way they were writing about these, first, what is it? Who are these people? They're a threat. Well, they're okay. Well, we found out. You get what I mean?
We're dealing with what do we do to keep this from the people.
Uh-huh. And what do you, was there any document there that said why they want to keep this secret?
Several.
Okay, well, can you tell me some of them?
Well, the first original reasons were national security and threat to human life on Earth. Okay, that was the first tangible thing that I saw. It slowly went to, this is a Christian country, and most people would go into hysteria if they knew what the truth was, if they knew that there were beings out here. As it progressed and the relationship with the government started taking place, then it's like we dug a hole too big for us to climb out of. And what do we do now? I mean,
so you I mean, it's just amazing they have such incredible secrecy for this decades later.
Yeah, I don't see how they can do it, to tell you the truth.
it seems to me that American people, we're people of the world, really, would probably be shocked for a week or two, then go on about their business. We kind of accept everything, you know?
Well, I think so, too, and I think that I think there's a lot more...
It seems to be much ado about nothing.
Right. There's a lot more people. Well, look at what's infiltrated society with all the alien head suckers and pictures and on the skateboards, and I mean, it's part of our culture now, almost.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's because it's real. You know, it being real starts in our culture. I really think the younger people would say, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Have them come over to my house. I want to check them out, you know?
Well, I'm not a younger guy, but I'd sure like just knock on the door and say, come over here, let's make
too.
A tape.
Let's talk, yeah. Exactly. I want to know what's out
yeah,
there.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
you show me your world and I'll show you mine.
Yeah, right. You think we've gone to some other world?
I think circle is true, so yeah.
You do?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, but you saw no evidence in your...
No.
Okay. How about Roswell?
Absolutely true.
And you saw a lot of documents about Roswell?
And pictures, parts, and... Yeah.
Give me some examples. We go to Roswell every year. We do lots of shows with Roswell. Peter Jennings said Roswell was a myth. I don't think so.
Well, no, absolutely not.
Yeah, right.
No. Pictures of there was like these frames, this one large picture of all these smaller pictures of a guy taking some flat material and crushing it up into his hands where it was hidden and letting it go and it going bang and springing out and being totally creaseless. Stuff like that. I-beams with insignias on them.
The strange writing.
Yep, there were also like electronic discs and stuff from crashes that had like video on them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, there's...
In 1947, that had to blow their mind.
Well, they probably didn't know what it was. I don't know that sort of stuff was from Roswell, but...
Okay.
But it's from other crashes. I would tend to believe it's probably further down the line.
Was there any reason, you know, you were talking about technically superior people here, they got here, or creatures, whatever we want to call them, whatever they want to call us.
Yeah.
Was there any reference in their way how they referred to us?
No, that's my recollection.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
I was kind of curious. I guess the official term was just extraterrestrial... beings or
extraterrestrial biological entities.
Right.
EBEs,
just a regular, that we have that part of it right then.
Or grays.
Yeah,
or
uh-huh.
They call them by. I mean, there's a mention of. People ask me, or Bill asked me, I guess, if I'd seen anything about reptilians, and I said no, nothing in the documentation I looked at.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be a widely held belief that those exist. Now they could have.
Right, as you said, you didn't have all the documents, probably.
No, I was given what
but,
I was given.
But of the documents you saw, that's what we're zeroing in
exactly.
on here.
And it's a small or large, I don't know what how big of a part of it
was
is.
Was there ever any discussion on why these extraterrestrials would crash? why the UFOs would crash?
Well, there was one where they had figured that the craft was downed by good old-fashioned radar. Good old-fashioned radar.
The really hot radar back in those years.
Yeah.
So we more or less have that story right.
Yeah. It's like their technology was so advanced they wouldn't think about, you know, they don't use the radio waves.
Do you know if they had any survivors to that crash?
To the Roswell crash?
Yeah.
Yeah, one.
And you saw some evidence of that?
Yeah.
And how severely injured was that creature? I mean, what'd they do with that? Where would you take a creature that's injured, I wonder?
To an army base or some kind of Navy base or something to...
You don't know which
question,
one?
I don't know, no.
Okay.
But I do know they did have one, and he was pretty badly hurt. It wasn't like he could just walk away.
Did he
or she
recover, or do you know?
No, died like 3 or 4 days later.
And was there any evidence that other, you know, when we lose in the military, you lose somebody, you go after the body if you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any evidence the ETs do that?
Nope. No, they regard their bodies a little different than we do. Their body's a shell. They're spiritual like we are, but they've... And this is from government documents, from what they have, their communications with us, that their body is a shell, and it's like when they die, they leave their body, and they're conscious of it. They're conscious when they're gone, and they get a new body, and they don't ever forget. They, like, don't die. Per se, where we go have an out-of-body experience or go toward the light or whatever, and we forget where we were, and...
They remember.
They don't ever forget when they die. Yeah, they say we live many lives and choose other lives, and we go out and cruise space for a while and then come back and decide that we want to live again and go inside another body, and we're learning.
Are there two different sexes?
Yes. But they don't really procreate like we do. They just make bodies and recycle biological material.
Well, frankly, that doesn't sound as much fun as the way we do it, but that's beside the point. And we're talking to a man who asked us to help keep his identity secret because he does not want to get into trouble. He is breaking his top secret oath because he believes we need to know what really is going on between the U.S. government and the UFO business. He has seen documents spread out over several decades. We agreed to the terms of this interview by not identifying him and changing his voice because we think this show is important. Coming up in the next half hour, you will hear how the U.S. government has secret documents saying, indeed, the world for many of us will be coming to an end in 2012. Can this be true? Stay tuned. This is indeed tough stuff.
Hello, this is Steve Motley. You know, buffets are very popular these days, so I've decided to create a cyber buffet containing many life-changing products that I would love for you to take a close look at and try. Here on my site, you'll find the very best of the best in all-natural nutritional products that work. Look closely on my site and you'll also discover some other very interesting products and services, things like video email. And how about a music download service that pays you to share your favorite music with your friends? Do you own a cell phone? Well, you need a AA battery turbocharger. Hey, know anybody that would like to save big money at the gas pump? Well, we have a product to address that concern as well. Okay, if I've piqued your interest at all, here's what I'd like you to do. About halfway down on the left column of this website, you'll see a graphic that says, Steve Motley's Click Here for Help. I promise you, it'll be the very best click-through you've ever done.
Official government documents showing live ETs, extraterrestrials, visitors from other worlds. Is it true? Stay tuned, folks. This is indeed one of our more intriguing UFO Files programs. This is Jerry Pippin. Welcome back to this headline-making show. We're broadcasting from a motel at 29 Palms, California, in the Southern California desert. And our guest is a mystery man. We're not giving his name or showing his face. In fact, we have even altered his voice because he feels he is in trouble, in danger with our own government, because he has broken his oath of secrecy. He made this oath of secrecy to the U.S. government when he examined documents from the U.S. government regarding UFOs and extraterrestrials, beings from other planets, other galaxies, here regularly, and our official government knows about it, and they're not telling you nor me. Now, when we went to the break, by the way, welcome back to the show, you said the extraterrestrials, at least these that you read about, did not reproduce the way we do. We're talking about a sexual way, but more of a spiritual or scientific way, by entering a body, a new body, prepared for them. Now, this brings up the thing that I'm wondering. I mean, I've heard about male and female ETs before. So the question here really is, are there two different sexes for ETs? Male and female?
Yes. But they don't really procreate like we do. They just make bodies and recycle biological material.
How does that work? I mean,
I would imagine they do something in a lab or something.
Then they're probably cloned.
Yeah.
Did you see any evidence of that in the documents?
Quotes and stuff, yeah. Yeah. Written down documentation.
Do you remember the first time that you saw a document where, I imagine it'd be a military officer, talk to an extraterrestrial?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember where that was?
I remember Air Force on the documents.
Uh-huh.
Air Force. But,
there was a language problem there, wasn't there, or was it all telepathic?
It was mostly telepathic. It was like, yeah, it's like, and they knew they could think to us in English.
Okay. And then when they were in another country, they would think to them in their language?
Yeah, because they know what's going on here.
We don't have, evidence, or maybe we do. That's what I'm going to ask you. Do they prefer certain countries on the earth? Or do different races go different places? I did a story recently with Wendell Stevens in which he talked about a particular extraterrestrial race that he thought preferred Germans, Nazis.
Huh.
And goes back to the Foo Fighter days and before that, and when he was at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in 1947, he threw away a lot of evidence, not by malice, ignorance. He didn't know what it was. He just thought it was strange writing and pitched it. And then later on, he figured out there was a German connection. So the Foo Fighters were definitely extraterrestrial, and that's where he was leading his conversation.
Yeah, that's what they used to call them. They don't use that term anymore, obviously, because they thought they were a threat. They thought they were from another country. Germany and Russia. They didn't know where they came from. They thought these were secret weapons.
You can understand some of the things that we did top secret-wise when the Cold War was on World War II was on. But I'm not so sure that there's any threat like that now. I don't think anybody's going to get on a camel and take an EET. You know what I mean?
We don't have
a threat like that now.
It was done out of ignorance, and it was innocent ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
Innocent ignorance. Not.
What really jumps out at you? This has been several years back since you saw these documents.
Uh-huh.
What jumps back, if you had an overall message of these documents that you saw, what would it be? That there's nothing to fear?
Nothing to fear from them, but they're concerned about us.
They think we're more dangerous than they are,
huh? We're dangerous to ourselves.
Well, I can't argue with that.
They don't like dirty radiation. There's two real major issues they have with us. And it's, and this would be the greatest. Is that we're gaining the capability to travel interplanetarily and inner
yes.
system, solar systems, between other solar systems. And we're attracted to dirty radiation bombs, engines, whatever it is, not clean radiation. And their fear is that, number one, we're going to destroy ourselves. Number two, that we could take it somewhere else.
Take it and actually cause
damage and pollution somewhere else. And that's.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some particular incidents that you remember. You said they had two sexes, male and female, I imagine.
Yeah, but they don't.
But they don't procreate. They're not dating.
No.
Some
are. I mean, some they are together, but they don't.
Sure.
They're companions.
Right.
But they're not.
Well, they don't have to have.
They don't have to have sex to procreate.
Right, right.
They can get a new body.
I wonder if they show affection at all. They probably don't have to. They're probably probably just a mental, emotional thing.
Well, they're beings. Maybe if even if it's thought affection, I would think
yeah.
they'd be.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. They may have progressed the actual
physical
part. Physical,
yeah.
You have any idea how they get from huge distances to here? Was there any information in there like, we just don't understand the way they're.
That's pretty much what it was. Talk about bending space and
mm-hmm.
bringing. You don't go there, you bring there here. That sort of stuff where you create a vacuum in distance, a distance vacuum, and you bring whatever you want to get to you. And it's like it's shorter outside the craft than inside.
Hmm.
So inside it takes them a while to get here, but outside it's fast.
Instantaneous.
It's close to it, not exactly. But close to it. More than minutes to get from here to there, wherever there might be, 40 light years, whatever.
And there's some evidence that some of these craft shot lasers out or light beams or whatever, anything in there like that?
Light beams, never. I've never heard of anything destroying anything.
You never saw anything where a fighter plane was shot down that was attacking them?
No, I've seen them. I've seen documents about disabling the instrumentation in aircrafts and aircrafts crashing, but only because they were chasing. But nothing to destroy. It was just like prevent.
Now, when we basically, you saw absolutely no evidence of them being a threat to us.
Absolutely not.
Just the other way around.
Correct.
We're trying to shoot them down, which we were at one time.
Right, which we can't.
Right, we figured out we can't. I don't think they even try to do it anymore.
Yeah, no.
And you saw evidence of them working together, maybe not in unison, but they were aware of each other.
Correct.
And would that be kind of a United Nations of the galaxies or something?
Yeah, I liken it most to the Prime Directive in Star Trek. So we're not going
to it seems to me that Star Trek is right on about a lot of things.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Do you have any theory about that, how that happened?
I think just beings that make it long enough and evolve enough to realize that we're all the same being. You know, everybody on Earth, there's so many races and all this stuff, but we're all, our souls are the same, and that we need to, like,
I want to get back to the ET biology.
Okay.
Do they have stomachs?
No.
How do they eat?
Their blood is chlorophyll based, so they're a plant animal.
Okay.
They don't eat. They absorb sunlight. And use carbon dioxide.
Unless their structure is totally different than ours, they have to have some sort of energy.
Yeah, they get minerals and stuff from the atmosphere and from.
They absorb it.
Mm-hmm. Through the skin.
So that nobody sits down and orders a steak?
No.
They must look upon us having to eat three meals a day.
Yeah.
Rather quizzically.
The worst part of it is the aftermath, the waste. I mean, it's like a plant has no waste. It has waste. Its waste is what we live off of. It's oxygen.
Yeah. So in other words, they don't have bowel movements or anything like that?
No, not that I am aware of. Their esophagus goes down to a point and that's
and
it.
And do some of them actually have voices, you think?
Yeah, I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot about that, a lot about thought communication.
What's your feeling right now? You think there's ETs among us talking to some colonel or general right now someplace?
I think so. I think different kinds, a lot of different kinds. And I think in other nations, too.
Do you think any presidents ever met a ET?
I would say Truman and Eisenhower, probably. I don't think anybody
else. You didn't see any documents to that effect, though?
No, but I would...
You didn't see the famous Edwards Air Force document where Ike went there and met him on the runway or anything?
No.
Did you see anything like that? Anything that they're going to have a meeting or a treaty or an agreement or...
Just stuff about acquired equipment. Acquired equipment.
Required equipment.
Acquired equipment.
Okay. In other words, what we found in crashes.
Right. Figure this out. Or what's given to us. Here, take this.
And of course, you worked for an aerospace company, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that may be in all the material they were giving you guys, because that's what you'd be interested in. Your company.
Could be that just that's the documents that I happened to see or that were passed across my desk to be filed.
Yeah, you know, it's been an incredible time, and it's mind-boggling when we start talking about it, and I know you've thought about it for a long time now.
Yeah.
Over and over and over. What conclusions do you draw here? I mean, there's life on other worlds. They have, we agree to that, right?
Absolutely.
And as far as you know, they're not into physically threatening us. They're not eating us for lunch.
No, they're coming here, though. A lot of them are coming here and visiting.
And why don't you think they want an official notice that they're here?
That's coming. It's coming within 5 or 6 years. Because there was mention of 2012 and visitations.
And did it say what this visitation would consist of?
That they would make themselves known to the human race through landing and through our massive communication network. And that if there was nuclear war before that time, that they could possibly intervene.
Before, in other words, if we didn't wait till 2012, because we're going to blow ourselves up, they would intervene.
Yes.
Now, I've done a lot of shows about UFO intervention with missiles.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people that were on duty when these things happened.
Yeah, and they shut them down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see anything like that?
Saw documents to that effect.
You
yeah.
did see documents.
Disabling nuclear missiles and shutting off hundreds of silos. And
so basically, you really feel, after seeing these documents, that probably they're not going to let us destroy ourselves.
I think they're going to let a lot of us die, but not all of us.
And why would they let some of us die, you think?
Well, you're really not dying, number one.
Okay.
The bodies are being destroyed. The souls are still alive. So...
So they have souls, and we have souls.
Correct.
Do these souls intermingle?
Upon death, yeah.
Okay.
We can go up to one of them. I don't know that you can tell the difference.
Okay, then...
That's just personal opinion.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay.
And you did see documents, official U.S. government documents, that dealt with this subject.
Yes, dealt with the recycling of bodies and this whole thing about not dying and not understanding physical pain. Because they don't have physical pain, they can cut their arm, and it's like, okay.
Oh, they don't have any pain?
No.
And there are documents to that effect, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be pretty tough to defeat them in a war, then, wouldn't it?
there's no winner.
Well, do you think some people in our government think they can?
Yeah. I think some people in our government think they can control humanity and keep things the way they are here.
And you, when this thing about 2012, and was that date given?
Mm-hmm.
It actually was given.
December 21st or 22nd.
What we talked about.
Same old date. Everybody
yeah, right,
talked
right,
about
okay.
the Mayan
calendar. Keeps coming back.
Whole,
right.
Yep.
Right. Now. Who's coming? Did it say a group of them, or just one group, or did it go into detail?
The Greys were what talked about this, so I would imagine it's probably them. Because they say that they put us here and there.
So we're really, as far as the Greys are concerned, we're kind of their stepchildren.
Yeah. No, we're their children. they're concerned about us. They care about us, and... You know, we're part of we're a project for them. We're part of the life that they've put on. And there are other beings like us on other planets throughout the universe.
Other human, Homo
like
sapien
type. Yeah, sort of. I mean, not exactly, but, mm-hmm. you know, maybe has a different color skin, but it's the same evolutionary process. And
as far as you know, you didn't see anything about Serpo, but you think... There's truth to it.
Yeah, I think that, I don't know, there's so much, the detail in it, it's not really what I'm concerned about, it's the whole concept. And yes, I do think so. I mean, there's so many things out there, like the mention of third, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. There's a movie I saw when I was young, and this was before I was working in aerospace, that to me is pretty close to the truth, and that's Hangar 18.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever seen that movie. It's cheesy. It's about it's like a parallel to the Roswell crash, but it's about a space shuttle that launches a satellite, it hits a UFO, and it crashes to Earth.
We're talking with, I think I'll give you the title, Mr. X. That's okay. We haven't talked about cattle mutilations because we've been talking about the goodness of the extraterrestrial movement. And you've been pretty explicit about it, and you have documentation to back it up. But how do you explain that part of it?
The cattle mutilation?
Did they deal at all in cattle mutilation? See any documents about that?
I saw documents about that, but never anything that would mark them as sinister and from the ETs, and they wondered what it was. And there were sightings, UFO sightings around those times. So I think there's a correlation there, but I don't think there was anything that was...
Are they right about Bigfoot?
No.
Okay, no Bigfoot.
No Bigfoot, no Loch Ness type stuff, none of that.
Right, no monsters
yeah.
and no reptilians.
No reptilians. Not come across my desk.
I've often felt that not only in the Christian religion, but in many religions, especially the things that were written 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ago, that there could have been an extraterrestrial element to it, and the mankind at that point just wouldn't understand it. Did the extraterrestrials, you said earlier, they did believe in a divine God?
Yes.
Did they believe in a singular Godhead?
Yes.
And did they call him God? Or did they call it a force?
We referred to what they believed in as God, G-O-D, but... No mention of what they called him or it or what that
entity
was.
In other words, as far as they were concerned, it might be as simple as what we saw in some of the movies. May the force be with you.
Or it could have been their collective consciousness as a set of souls.
And they really dealt in reincarnation. They really believe in that.
They manufactured bodies, so yeah, they kind of just... They
manufactured what? Now, what did
they manufactured bodies to... use when they needed them, when their bodies worn out.
So you're saying there's a factory in the sky someplace where I say, hey Joe, we got 1,000 souls today coming about, we need bodies?
Well, no, the biological entities themselves had their own laboratory and made their own bodies. Their quote was, we recycle bodies.
In other words, they chose who they were going to be next?
Yeah, but they were pretty much all the same. There was no
eternal or lasting life with them is not a mystery, it's a fact.
Correct.
How long do these bodies they have right now last, did they say?
300 to 400 years.
And do they go check into a hospice or someplace?
I'm not sure how they do it. I wonder how they do that. Just walk into a lab and...
You think it's that fast,
huh? OBE, out-of-body experience, and OBE, and...
Well, is there any evidence of the Greys or androids? You hear about that a lot.
No.
You think they're entities, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I know they are.
All of them.
Yeah. Well, what I learned...
What you saw.
Yeah, I didn't see
saw.
Anything about any kind of androids or part machine or...
Well, I mean, now we said some fairly earth-shaking things to people that, you know, I've been doing shows like this for 4 decades, and you saw all these secret documents, so it may not be earth-shaking to you or me, but the normal person out there, we pretty well, skirted heresy here. What do you say to those people?
Well, there's a lot more happening than you realize.
and
the world isn't always what you see and what you're taught. Just be careful who you listen to, and you know.
Do you have any evidence where they voluntarily come and stay? Like, you know, we hear about the story. I did a show recently with the Avery, in which they talked about EBE3 being a female ambassador and being in a safe house near Washington, D.C. And they tried to make contact with her, and they weren't able to do it, but they almost did. But Reagan, according to their story, did see the EBE3, the female ambassador. Do you see anything like that in these documents? Yours were more just crash.
Crash and...
Well, you did have some interrogations, though.
Mm-hmm. Some, but not more just the informational type and reports and... This is what we think, and this is what we know, and more this is what we think.
You never saw in any of these documents where a crash extraterrestrial that we recovered, or one that we met, or captured, or they came willingly, or ever how it happened, where they said something like, according to the Geneva Convention, I don't have to tell you anything. You know, they were cooperative, in other words.
To a certain extent. I think they told us what we could handle.
You know, I mean, they gave more than their name, rank, and serial.
Right, they're dealing with the government. They're not dealing with a normal person that might be more open-minded, and they're dealing with somebody whose mindset is protect and protect, control, and own. And you know.
But as far as you can see from the relationships, the little bit of stuff you saw about relationships, it more or less was a cooperative effort. There was not any animosity.
No. No.
On either side?
No, not at all. In fact, when we recovered their bodies after the crashes, they didn't ever come back to get them. They could care less.
They didn't know.
They didn't have anything when they had the bodies, according to the EBEs were like, so you have a body, I'll just get a new one. It's no big deal.
So how did they look at our, you know, our attitude is, you know, we've got to recoup that body. So.
Yeah, they don't see it like we do. That's why I think a lot of people don't understand, because they look at it on terms of human, and I mean, it's hard to look past that, because that's what we are. They don't look at it as, you know, there's possible that other people can have other values. It's like,
if I get what you were saying here, on 2012, December 20th, 21st, whatever the date is, there's going to be a armada of ships land. CNN or some, all the television networks will be broadcasting it. We'll all know about it. And it is basically, we're here. Is that the way they plan to do it?
Yeah, and we'll be given a choice.
And the choice is what?
I would think that if we want to learn where we came from and to learn to evolve more spiritually so we too can go throughout the universe and make light.
Well, you know, many, many governments and some religions will not accept that. They will say, they're telling you that, but what they're wanting to do is make you their slaves. They're controlling your life.
Yeah, I think that the government will say, this is our Christian nation, and they're Satan, and it'll be that whole thing, that whole duality where you choose us or them. You know,
it appears to me that our government is not doing us a favor by keeping us in the dark.
Correct. I agree 100%.
And it does appear to me that I'm getting more information these days from official sources, not high up, but higher up than before.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's almost like part of the government wants us to know.
Yeah.
They feel like you do.
I think it's, it's slowly coming out, I think.
And it doesn't. 2012 doesn't look very, very. It might be wonderful for a lot of people. A lot of people might say, "Hey, this is the rapture," They
come
after us, and it's other people will say, "Hey, they're coming to get us," and other people will be saying, "I mean, I just see it a very confusing time."
I would think so too. See, and it's because of how we're taught. You know, if we're taught devout Christianity, or if you're taught any other religion, it's all looked at differently. It's all looked at differently.
Do you see anything on your documents you did about the moon? Us going to the moon and never going back? Did they act like they had bases up there or anything?
I didn't see anything, no.
Okay. So basically, we're going to wait 3 or 4 more minutes here, and I'm not going to put words in your mouth. I want you to kind of sum these things up yourself, too, but it seems to me, and when you really get down to it, the government probably doesn't know a whole lot more than we do. Or do you think they know a lot more and they just don't want to tell us?
I think they know more and they don't want to tell us. I don't know if it's a lot more. I think there's enough information out there and enough people.
And what do you think that is? That they know the races of the extraterrestrials and where they're from? Is that what we're talking about?
You know that, and the capabilities, I think, is more. And that we could have these capabilities too, and they have a lot of technology. The government has a lot of technology and a lot of, we don't need oil right now. There'd be no reason for us to use oil. We have plenty of secret projects that have technology way beyond that. It's about money.
Did you ever see any documents on what the energy the extraterrestrials used? Was it a zero plus energy base? Something or?
Not that I can remember.
Okay.
Not that I can remember. Just that it's not like anything we have. I mean.
Well, it's good to hear we don't need gasoline at 325 and 335 a gallon out here in the desert.
Because people want money, you know. I think that.
Okay.
That's what
it's
about
here. That, it seems to me that maybe the evil should be spread about a little bit more than just the government wanting to keep a secret. Maybe there's a lot of corporate interest here, too.
Oh, I think so. I think it's all tied together.
Well, what do you think the answer is going to be? We only got 6 years, if your prediction's right.
Well, yeah, the answer is going to be, that's what the I think the big problem is going to be, all the turmoil when people are given the opportunity to learn who they really are and where they came from. And
now, on the worst case scenario, you see huge amounts of death.
Yeah, mass hysteria, absolutely.
You see this earth being shrunk from 6.5 billion maybe to the neocons saying half a billion.
Yeah, half to one, I think.
So that may happen.
Mm-hmm. And different parts of the world would be differently affected. I think countries like India, where they're more spiritual and less, where the religions are more spiritual and less controlling, I think they'll fare better.
So the disaster will be controlled, in other words, in your mind. The earth is probably a fairly good prize, and the ETs won't let us destroy that.
No.
We might destroy each other.
Yeah, if we destroy each other, they'll probably just put more beings on the earth.
So
and probably different ones.
Really? Did you see any discussions about that? The Greys seem to think that we're their creation, one way or the other, and I don't want to get into the technical part of it over religion and who created who, but they think that they had a big part in it.
Yeah, we're a cross between, they're the missing link.
And did they have documents say, hey, we made a mistake, we should have done something else here?
No, because it's all part of the plan. I think we're just, if we're not evolved enough to take care of ourselves and survive, then we destroy ourselves and they find someplace else or some other being to cross with them to make something else.
So in summary, you've seen documents where the extraterrestrials exist.
Yes.
And lots of saucers and other craft. And you haven't seen any evidence of any combat.
No. Just us shooting at them or pursuing them, but nothing shooting back.
And you haven't seen any evidence that they're going to destroy us, but they may let us do a part of the job.
Yeah.
Well, what's the message? What can we do about it?
I don't think there's a whole heck of a lot we can do about it. It's just...
Just tighten your seatbelts and go for the ride.
Yeah, huh? If there's more people with information, come out and talk. I think that it's imperative that people that are in the know tell the truth.
I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
It was a pleasure.
Okay, thank you.
You have been listening to another installment of our Insider Disclosure Series. By the way, if you are an insider and you want to go public, simply contact us at jerry@jerrypippin.com. We've been on location for this show in the Southern California high desert, and our on-location producer has been Roberta Scott. Production music was selected by Jane Swartley, and post-production was by Rick Trotman. Until next time, this is Jerry Pippin, thanking you for listening, and cheers.